oh, this will print money for us, this will print money for us, this will print money for us. And then when it doesn't, they blame the developers who were ordered to make the game. You're the ones in charge. You're the one steering the ship. This would be the equivalent of a captain of a ship, literally with his hands on the fucking steering wheel, driving it into a cliffside, and then blaming his crew. Why did you do that? Captain, you're the one. You have the fucking helm. What the fuck are you talking about, you idiot? Don't make our work environments Darwinist jungles. So essentially, survival of the fittest. You know what that means. We all know what's going on in game development. We know the climate. We know how it works. They are forced to be overworked. They are forced to work insane amounts of hours. They are forced to crunch, crunch, crunch. And essentially what he's saying is those who are able to do it seem to be getting rewarded, applauded, promoted. And those who are just normal fucking people and want to have a normal job are being basically told, well, survival of the fittest, too bad. It's pretty fucked up. You say that we make you proud when we make a good game, will make us proud when times are tough. We know you can't because we've seen it before. So he's saying is, why is it that when we make something good, you say good job, but then you don't actually try to figure out the root cause of what happened or even help us at all when a game goes poorly? Instead, you just lay us off. It's kind of fucked up. I agree. Again, do you really think that the people who made Redfall sat there and they said, you know, today we decided we're going to make a bad game because there's just too many good ones out there. I mean, we made the Dishonored series. We made Prey. Those are good games. We made Deathloop. That's kind of a debatable. Critics really liked it. Other people didn't. But at least it's at least overall positively received. You know, we decided now we're just going to make a turd. We're going to sit down. We're going to put all this time and effort into making a really horrible game. Right? I'm sure that's what they did. I mean, that's what all these game developers do, right? They just decide actively to make trash. Of course, right? In fact, what's funny about that is, when the game came out, Phil Spencer himself was interviewed. And he said, Phil, you know, you own Bethesda now. Microsoft owns Bethesda. Bethesda owns Arkane. So, how did this game come out like this? Everyone, you can play for 5 minutes, you know the game's not done. It's not polished. It's not finished. It's full of bugs. What happened here? And Phil Spencer's response was, you know, maybe we should have had a little bit more of a hands-on approach with that one. So let me get this straight. You bought a company. You dictated they put out a certain amount of games, a certain style, and then you literally never checked on any of the projects. You just let them do whatever they wanted with no guidance. No help. You just said, just go ahead and make games. Really, like if you're interviewing Phil Spencer, the CEO of Xbox Gaming, and the CEO, the guy in charge, says, oh, maybe we should have actually checked in on that one a little bit more. Is this guy a fucking idiot? Does he not understand that's literally his job? He's in charge. So when Redfall comes out and is a piece of steaming dog shit, it's not finished, it's broken, and everyone in the community is panning it because it's so bad, should it be Arkane that looks bad? No, it should be Phil fucking Spencer that looks bad, because he's the one who's responsible. He's the one in charge. He's the one who's steering the ship. Why did he not know that the game was unfinished? What the fuck does he do all day? Really? What do you do? You're the CEO of Xbox Gaming. You're not checking on the fucking games your company makes? Then what do you do? I want to know.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Sunday, May 12th, 2024. I'm Luigi with the Maker Basement Full News Network. We're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about Mother's Day, and we're going to talk about Temple's Beta Energy, and then we're going to talk about Benning the Tard. We'll talk about Benning the Tard. That sounds like British shit. And we'll talk about women absolutely mauling men are now wising up to their evil antics. I don't think I pronunciated that correctly, but fix your grammar, you faggot. Then for the actual penultimate thread, the average OnlyFans girl only earns $150 a month. And for the finale, why is Mother's Day so much more popular than Father's Day? That's the show. Thank you for joining me today. Welcome. Do a bump too. Do a bump too? I don't like cocaine. No thanks. I don't really like stimulants. I don't even like cigarettes. When I smoke cigarettes, it makes my lips tingle. I don't like the feeling it gives my lips. I'm like that much of a pussy, I guess. I just don't like it. I do like being high, though. First, Tim Pool. His beta energy is frankly annoying. This is a quickie. I just had to talk about Tim Pool being a manlet. That's the only reason I have this thread is to comment on Tim Pool being a manlet. He was standing next to, I don't know if it was Richard Spencer or so, I don't know who the fuck these people are. It was some dude that was just on a show recently. And he was almost a full foot under the guy. He was tiptoeing in the picture. You've probably seen it. Tim Pool tiptoeing to stand next to him and he's still almost a foot lower than the guy. It's rough. It's hard to look at. It's manlet level. Never trust a manlet. Never trust a manlet. Also, did you, like, God, I just, him on the, dude, everything, there's so much beta Tim Pool energy recently. We have Tim Pool on his tippy toes with that guy. We have Tim Pool in the suit with the beanie. Tim Pool in the suit with the beanie. Wear a fucking top hat, Tim. Be class, wear a fucking top hat, nigger. What do you think, the beanie? To Trump's part, dude, unbelievable. Holy, just weird. I'll wear a Tanya wig, Tim. Let's go. Tanya wig, let's go. This American says, they are terrified of letting common folk in on the conversation. Are you talking about Tim Pool on his show letting common folk in on the conversation? What are you talking, like, about anti, that seems like, this seems like a bot post of some sort. One post by this ID. Yeah, probably bot post. I'll still respond to it. I think that Tim Pool has a lot of yes men on his show now. Like, Adam was not a yes man. And Tim Pool kicked him out. So, and he kicked him out in the most beta cuck way possible. Bought him a fucking house. He bought Adam a fucking house. In the Netherlands or some shit. Wherever he lives now. In beauty itself. Fuck. Adam was the winner of the whole thing. But now Tim Pool's just surrounded by yes men that we know have signed contracts. I mean, obviously, all these people in every fucking of these divisions, whatever, signed contracts. But they have definitely signed contracts. So all these people are on Tim's guest list. And they do whatever he says. And one of the main people on there is that Jewish chick now. It's just, why? Why would you even employ such a fucking evil thing? I look at that thing and I just see like an evil monster. I see, like, evil itself lingering, waiting to strike and stab you in the back. I imagine all the things in Hebrew she says behind your back, Tim. Low T Tim. Good one, Dee Dee. Captain Stan says, are you suggesting Tim has little man syndrome? Definitely, dude. He was standing on his fucking tiptoes. Dude, just stand flat foot. What are you doing, man? What are you doing? God. It's Tim Pool wants to be... Joe Rogan. I couldn't even remember his fucking name. I haven't listened to a podcast of his in like at least 3 years. Since he sold out to Spotify, really. Maybe like two of his episodes since he sold out to Spotify for the millions and millions and millions he's totally bought and paid for now. But he's short. Joe Rogan's short, but he doesn't tippy-toe next to people. Like Tim, that's low, Tim. That's low. Dio says, I was watching Tim's show during the 3-day period where he was bought by the Jews. One day, Ian was talking about how Israel was doing something evil. Tim silenced him, said, we don't know enough about it to have a position. Next day, he had a Zionist Jew on. Then the day after that, came out on Israel's side. Dude, Tim is so fucking pro-Jew. Dude, because all he cares about is money and keeping his show on YouTube. He wants to keep his YouTube show. He cares about his popularity and his show, but he's so huge. I could never see myself selling out like that, ever, ever. And if I do, just fucking God, please dox me, harass me. I will be DSP Phil himself at that point. Never, man. Never, ever. I want to stay small and niche forever. Forever and ever. I like small and niche the best. You get to interact with the people and we all get to have fun together. And I love all you guys. It's the best. This American says, Tim is a Shabbos goy, self-aggrandizing, pseudo-intellectual, and role model to mallets, manlets, everywhere. He's paid by Mossad to toe the line and say his kosher talking points are based. I believe this wholeheartedly now that he has that Jew on his staff. I guarantee you she's the golden ticket to the secret Jewish Discord. which Destiny has confirmed exists. I put the clip in my show, but Destiny literally said, yeah, there's a Discord you could go to and you could tell these Jews about shit, and then they like coordinate and destroy it for you. He just came out and said it.
If you're gonna pay me, you know, like 30,000 new shekels or whatever, why the fuck would I not take a look at the material that you want me to read and repeat on stream? And also part of this is connecting me to kind of like a network of, they call them the Jalumni. It's like alumni, but for Jews, I guess. And then in these Jalumnis, imagine you kind of have the like the war room, okay? But it's not actually the war room. They call it the new yeshuv on Discord. And in this Discord, there's a whole bunch of like really powerful Jewish people that I have access to if I want to chat with them about any particular issue. And Shapiro, obviously, and the other co-owner of the Daily Wire in there. And after my Candace Owens conversation, yeah, I reached in there. I was like, Ben, what the f-? Like, this lady is like slandering me on fucking Twitter. Can you do something about this? And he'll tap his Jewish contacts. He'll see how receptive I've been to some of the money that they kind of like funneled to me to look at like talking point shit related to Israel Palestine. And then he said, feels like I checked out. And then, yeah.
He said the quiet part out loud. Dusty's fucking high on his medication. He's hilarious. Dio says, after Yi put on public display, I stopped watching altogether. Dude, that was definitely one of the episodes I went back for. Dude, I remember streaming that day when Tim and Yi were on. That was one of the best episodes, yeah. Just because I was like, it was so humorous watching the meltdown that was Tim. Whatever, hilarious. Great. Oh my god, I love my show and I love those times. And I love that I did my show at those times. I'm a smart individual who fell on my head as a child.
I win.
Fribong says, he always looks like he's about to burst into tears when someone slightly disagrees with him. Well, it's because those workers are literally there to make him look good. They're literally there to be stupid and say stupid comments so that Tim can correct them and look smart. That's literally why they're there. It's horrible and sad and ridiculous, but that's why they're there. And when they start disagreeing with him, they're overstepping their bounds. And Tim doesn't want to cause drama on his show and he gets frustrated. He can't do that. He's like a little child flailing. Hilarious. Next episode. Why do I flippy flop everything? Why is everything flippy flopped? Oi, been that hard, eh? Picture is true off my chest subreddit. Reddit posts. The best, the most quality of 4chan posting. We just suck content off of Reddit, repost it on 4chan. Effort. I hate my autistic child, and I'm gonna divorce my husband because of it. I just need to scream into a void, any void. I have 3 children with John. He was the love of my life. Life was perfect before Jill was born. Jill was extremely autistic. She's textbook, screaming, meltdowns, aggression. We lost everything as a family the moment we realized she isn't gonna improve. She's beyond expensive. I had to quit my job when she was 4 to care for her. My other children live in fear of their sister. She hits, breaks things, screams, tears things apart, spits. No medication has worked, no counseling, no therapy, nothing. My husband and I had a dead bedroom ever since I quit my job, pretty much, and it's winding down severely before then. I just can't do it anymore. A few days ago, I begged my husband to take a day off from work so I could clear my head. I felt myself slipping into my own mental breakdown. You're always in a mental breakdown, Whammons. He told me no, as money was tight and we couldn't afford it. While it's true we couldn't, no one else is willing to take care of Jill. I couldn't stick her on the only people that would, which are my parents. They're far too old to ever deal with a child hitting them with their full force. Jill got into a fight with one of her older siblings and I just lost my shit. She hurt my child badly and I lost it. Their other sibling had to help rip her off and call their father to come home. I screamed at their father that it's over. I hated Jill, hated him, and we're getting a divorce. I said many hurtful things, but nothing about my other 2 children. I drove over 4 hours with my 2 kids to my sister's place. I had to get away. My husband, ex-husband, I don't know, has been blowing up my phone. I just can't do it anymore. I miss being a good mom. I miss my job. I miss being able to go to the zoo with my kids. I miss being able to go to their school events. I miss eating as a family. I miss restaurants, friends, holidays. I miss having Muni. I miss life before Jill. I miss my 2 kids. I miss my husband. I need to vent. I know I'm a shitty mom. I know I'm not a good person. I know I deserve it. I just needed to vent somewhere. I don't want to face reality. I just want to wake up from this nightmare. Well, guess what, bitch? You're not gonna. Then welcome, thy nightmare name is life. Welcome. Welcome. We're all here. Welcome. Hi. Welcome to the Hellscape. Welcome to the clown show. Woo! Honk honk! Welcome. Wow, sounds really familiar. I just can't place it though. Sounds really familiar, but I just can't place this. Whatever. And you are a shitty mom. You are. I mean, you're selfish, you're greedy. I mean, fuck it though. Who cares? Whatever. That's life. Fuck the kids. I feel like when you get married, when you get pregnant with kids and you choose to have the kids, etc., whatever, I mean, you're opening that door to that well of responsibility. That child is now the center of the world. That child is now the center of the fucking world, and like everything has to revolve around that. And some people just can't handle that. A lot of the boomer generation, the millennial generation, all generations. A lot of parents are kids at heart, and they just don't, they're not ready to be adults. They want their time for themselves so they could do what they want to do. So they'll throw the iPad to their kid, they'll throw the iPhone to their kid when they're in middle school. Yeah, give them infinite porn in middle school. I think that's a good idea. That's healthy. And then they wonder why everything fucking implodes. Because you're a bad parent. You have to be ready for that, prepared for that. I get it. Expand the white race. Have white children, yes. But also, I mean, you need to take care of those children, raise those children, nurture those children. This Britbonk says, I generally feel sorry for her. Imagine having to deal with a big fucking retard that you created, and society would cry if you drowned. Dude. Yeah, I mean, honestly, it almost, like, didn't he get, like, ultrasounds and shit? Didn't they give you, like, a forewarning, like, hey, this child's gonna be retarded? A lot of times they have a little forewarning, but like, okay, abort that one. Get that one out of there. I want some fucked up genes. And you might be like, no, abortion, no. But look, guys, calm your tits, guys. It's basically like Sparta. I'm basically a based Spartan. Getting rid of my weak fucking diseased offspring, you see. I have to cleanse the weakness from the family lineage, you fools. You gotta get the weak ones out of the litter. That's how you get strong children, strong, powerful stock. America says, can't you just give it up for adoption or something? Dude, it's so awful, but whenever I hear this, I always wonder, like, I wonder if that woman drank while she was pregnant. You ever wonder if she just had like one drink at like one night? She's like, one won't hurt. One won't hurt. And then the child comes out fucking retarded. Ooh, that's got a sting, right? Or maybe they had a little smoke. Like, I'll just have a smoke when no one's looking. God, I got that Nick fit. I just a little smoke. You know, just have a little smoke while I have that baby. A little drink while I have that baby. Whatever. Do a little cleaning while I got that baby. Whatever, you know. And then the fucking baby goes out retarded. Oopsie, whoopsie. You ever think about that? Because, dude, when I was working at that liquor store, I saw so many pregnant mothers drink. So many pregnant mothers smoking, drinking. Oof. I don't even doubt it now. I see a pregnant woman, I'm like, that child's fucked. Dio says, autism is literally listed as a side effect of childhood vaccines. Dude, that's stupid. That woman that released that book linking autism to vaccines was so fucking, whatever. I hate her so much beyond all hate may be centered on that woman's. Whatever, vax bad, don't take the vax. Captain Sans says, how long before fetal alcohol shows up? You can see signs throughout childhood of fetal alcohol. It's very simple. What do you think the psych meds they feed women do to pregnancy? Ooh, I bet that fucks it up big time. I bet, oh yeah, that definitely fucks it up. 100% fucking it up, PMC, definitely. The fucking medications have warnings on the labels now. Do not take while pregnant. Oh, like, oopsie whoopsie, yeah, don't take the, yeah. Oh, a couple years, they'll figure it out. After many babies are dead and fucked up. No, Lou, it's in the paperwork included with the vax. Dude, autism and stuff is literally listed on every paperwork for like everything. Bro, have you read the paperwork when you get surgery done? Have you seen all the paper you have to sign when you get a surgery done? Have you ever got surgery done? You have to sign a mountain of fucking paperwork, bro. It's all paperwork. It's all Jewish legalese. I don't believe that. I completely believe the vax gives 0.0000001% of the population autism. I do believe that, but I also just got autism slamming my head into the fucking pavement, so you can get it that way too. This German says, funny thing is that Tart sells a higher chance of finding someone who will deal with her shit and reproducing the most autists on this board. Females truly live life on easy mode. Can you believe? Can you? There are so many guys that get. Dude, there's that guy, the guy with that double-headed chick. That chick with the two heads on the one body. And that guy married her. Dude, there's a weird fucko for everybody. There's a weird fucko for everybody. Yeah. Women have it easy. Spread those pussy cheeks. They'll come running. Pussy flaps? Hindsight. This Aussie says this is exactly why you don't vax your kids with a known neurotoxic and untested substances like aluminum hydroxide. There you go, Dio. There's your buddy in Australia. There you go, buddy. There you go. Look. There you go. There you go, Dio. There you go. There you go, buddy. DD says, what would Hitler do? Eugenics. Definitely eugenics. Definitely. Abort it postnatally. This should be completely legal and even mandatory in the case of TARDs. There's no reason to keep that thing among us, literally none. Dump it, recycle it, whatever. Remove it from society. Let's face it, the TARD isn't happy either. Miserable life? I don't know, man. TARDs, sometimes TARDs seem almost in bliss. Like a retarded bliss. Almost like they can't feel pain as well. Dude, when I was in middle school, we had a fucking group of TARDs. And kids in my school would make fun of them and shit as a form of school torture. And there was times where stuff would happen to them. And I'd be like, do you not feel pain? What's going on up there? Nothing. The kids in my middle school like to get the retarded kids to show us their penises. Like, oh, flash your penis. I don't know. The fucking retards would just drop their pants. And it was somewhat hilarious to all of us children that they would do that. Comical child middle school pass, Lou. Comical. I was in like sixth grade. Next thread, because I spent so much time on that thread. Women absolutely mauling. Men are now wising up to their evil antics. Ooh, I think I pronunciated it a little better that time. Ooh, look, another Reddit thread! Look, another Reddit thread! Look, another Reddit thread! Awesome. This looks like Luigi got strangled in the crib tonight. What do you mean? Why? Why do you say? If you didn't know, you guys want some more Lou lore? You guys want some Lou lore? Here's some Lou lore. While I was in my mother's womb, I had a fucking twin. Holy fuck. Lou had a fucking twin. An identical twin. Oh my fuck, dude. I did. And I strangled it with my fucking esophagus thingy. The little thingy that goes into your belly button or whatever. Feeds you food. I strangled him with that, him, identical twin. I am the champion. I am the victor. There can be only one. There can be only one. Get fucked, other Lou. Get fucked. I'm the winner. True story. True fucking story. Literally, there's a video game based off that shit. There's a video game, Beyond Two Souls is the name of it, based off that shit. And that game like doubly hits me hard because of that shit. That's how you know it's true. Literally identifying with Beyond Two Souls. Tony Nan says, why the fuck is Lou just like me, except my twin choked me instead? That's so funny, Tony Nan, you're cute. 2X chromosomes. See, guys, did I not tell you today's show is going to be so fucking good? I told you. I know the good ones when they're here. Dio says, did I absorb him? Dude, 100%. I absorbed his energy within me. I assimilated him. My boyfriend says marriage only benefits me. We've been together for 8 years. People usually get married after spending that long with each other. I love my boyfriend, but sometimes he makes me mentally broken. He is now successful and quite rich, but we started out in a hostel. He had nothing at the beginning of our relationship, and most of the time I had to pay for our housing and food bills. Despite this, I always tried to support him, and I believed in him with all my heart. And after 2 years of poor life together, he started to do well. He was promoted at work and got a very good salary. After 3 years in this job, he managed to put aside a good amount of money and start his own business. I didn't stop supporting him and he did well. Now, he's bought his own apartment. Dude, like the whole fucking complex? The whole based Chad. That's based Chad property owner, holy fuck. Where I live with him. A car that we both drive and he gets mad when I talk about getting married. He hurts me by saying things like, you want to get married so you can take half my property. It hurts me so much to hear this. The man has changed as soon as he became higher in social status. It's hard for me and I don't know what to do. I hope I can find support here because this is the only place where I can talk about my problems. Dude, first off, the guy didn't change. I bet early in the relationship, you were talking about marriage and whatever and you were all getting exuberated about the future, go fuck yourselves. Dude, life is miserable. Everything is fucking dark black hole. Go fuck yourselves. Nothing but misery. But he didn't change. He just, he doesn't, you guys have it good right now. Like, it sounds like you guys are extremely successful right now and only getting more successful. And that he loves you. And you guys, like, the only problem is you want to be married and he doesn't. Well, fuck, that's a problem. And it sounds like a problem that is your problem because you're not married yet. And he just has, you say, okay, it's like a deal break. Okay, bye. Later. And then he goes and gets another chick that's probably younger and prettier than you. Get fucked. Get absolutely fucked. Yeah, she's literally nearing the wall and she's getting scared. She's going to probably abandon her. Like, no, no, no. I doubt that he would ever do such a thing. No. If you're a good woman to him and you guys get along and everything's working out, which it doesn't sound like it is, then everything will be fine. But it doesn't sound like that's the way it's going. It sounds like there's animosity in your relationship. It sounds like you feel like you need to be married to keep a hold of him like a goddamn shackle. You get upset when he gets mad about you taking half his property, when that's a natural fear for a man to have. Why would you get upset about such a thing? He could lose half his shit without you even marrying him. That's how bullshit the goddamn system is right now. Him just fucking you is enough to screw him for the rest of his life. That's where we're at in society right now. That's fucked up for men. Women infuriate me to no end. That one woman in the past thread was saying she's going to take her husband's 21 years of service and then take his retirement from, like, all of it, 100%. Like, how can I get 100% of it? Like, just the pure evilness of these bitches. Like, and it's every woman. It's every woman. It's every woman. I was going to say it's every woman almost. No, it's every fucking woman. Every woman. They're all like this. None of them are different. This American says she does want to take half his property, though. Isn't that what it sounds like? Isn't that what it said? Like, he's getting successful, but it sounds like she's not. It sounds like he owns a lot of property and stuff, and he's been saving money, and she was paying for the rent and stuff, which is good. Thank you, babe. But I don't know. She's probably working minimum wage still, and he owns his own business and apartments, blah, 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 property, whatever, man. Yeah. Now she owns nothing. Maybe like as you were buying houses and property, she'd be like, hey, babe, can I have one? You know, you have like three. Can I have one? Can we do one in my name? I mean, that'd be fair. You know, I'd be like, yeah, sure, babe. Yeah, whatever. It's something like that. You do it that way, babe. You don't like fucking, like, I gotta get married to you. I got jacks after shit. This American says women are agreement incapable. There's no purpose to submitting yourself to their whims. Marriage used to be for life, and a woman had no incentive but to cooperate and make the best of it. Now they're incentivized to work bullshit jobs till they're 30. Fuck whoever they want, refuse their husband's sex, and divorce rape you. No one is even capable of comprehending the reality men face because they're
solipsistic.
Solipsistic. Solipsistic. Solipsistic. Very self-centered or selfish. I mean, you could just say selfish, but well, solipsistic, because I have a vocabulary. The reality men face because women are selfish. The best you'll ever get is a religious one who will give you some both sides trad LARP bullshit. Yeah, and be like psychotic as well. And also, like, not even the virgin you want. She probably like fucked 20 men and then it's like, oh, I'm a virgin now. This Bitbong says the man's in the wrong. He should have married her after 8 years. What are you talking about? He doesn't have to do jack shit. He can marry her if he wants to, and he doesn't have to marry her if he doesn't want to. Especially in this godforsaken fucked up system we currently live in. He doesn't have to do jack shit. It's a free fucking world. She's free to fucking leave. She's free to leave. Bye. Legs closed, wallets closed. Exactly. Scared she's gonna have to. She's just like, God, I'm so tired of doing work. I want to relax. This Bitbong says the cuck boy's already married in the eyes of the government. Some fag judge would award her half his shit. So that's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying earlier. Just him fucking her is enough to fuck him for the rest of his life. That's how fucked it is right now. God.
Luigi is chilled for all tonight.
Yeah. I revel in chaos. What can I tell you? I revel in chaos itself. While other people weaken, I strengthen. And then I break down and cry. The true story. And then I become stronger. Like a Super Saiyan. I almost die and then I come back better. This leaf says marriage as a practice and institution isn't meant to benefit either party, but the children. This is why so much of the government's tax breaks incentivize marriage and child rearing. The reason you share insurance isn't because it's cheaper, it's because the insurance company wants to bless your wedding day as a gift. There's an underlying principle of population replenishment which has become increasingly perverted, but in the literal sense and popular nomenclature of fetishism. There are an incredible amount of tax benefits you get for being married. And things that you get there's a bunch of stuff that you get benefits for being married. Increasingly, women made marriage about them on their wedding day. Oddly enough, there's no such social contagion for men. Your grandparents or great-grandparents wore their Sunday best, went to church, about a dozen witnesses, ate cake with their relatives before honeymooning in Aspen or Carolina. Statistically, they probably did not divorce. They had divorce and toxic marriages. Times were very different. But in general, they did everything they could to provide for their spoiled, neurotic, and sociopathic, impish boomer children, who must have got the wrong idea that everything was for them. So perfect. This is a based leaf. Based leaf. You get a few of them. This happens when you have a generation of biologically matured adults who treat interpersonal relationships and sexual intercourse like a game. They don't believe in monogamy, and their sociopathy and media conditioning will have them fuck the mailman out of frustration that hubby didn't do X. It's a neotization of the apex of maturity with only one go at things. It's repugnant. This American says, one, she said they started out in a hostel. She's lying. Two, emotional support equals $0. You only put monetary on emotional support because you have a female brain. And she's like, I supported you all this time. I deserve part of the reward. It's like, we're just together. That's because you love me. Like, what the fuck? You're not supposed to get shit out of it. It's not what it's about. Or are you a fucking evil witch? Oh, that's every woman. This American says, you don't owe anyone half your stuff and alimony just because she helped pay for things and now she doesn't have to. Yeah, because he's rich and well off now and she's scared of him probably finding a younger, better woman. Well, just be a better, you be a better woman, bitch. Step up. This American says, green text, data poor fag. Green text, he gets rich. Green text, he doesn't ditch you for an upgrade. She really has no idea how lucky she is, American says. Dude, so, chef's kiss. So perfect in such a small amount of words, Anon. Yeah, she really has no idea how lucky she is. You're with a guy who is now rich, and he's with you still. Yeah, settle the fuck down. Go sit down in the corner and be happy, you bitch. Reddit slop, written by a tranny, says a fucking VPN user. I don't know, these seem pretty accurate to me. This Brit Bong says, I mean, she's sorta right. Guy's an asshole, get a prenup and go with it. If she was paying his bills because his ass was broke, then she could claim investment. Just as someone putting $10,000 into a business has rights when business blows, so does she. Okay, first off, this isn't fucking Brit Bong land, faggot, where you have some, like, she fucking pays rent and it's an investment? What in the fuck are you talking about? That's called residency. What the fuck? Yeah, she's investing in a roof over her head so she doesn't fucking get rained on. What do you fuck? So she has a bed to sleep in. Shit. And why is every Britbong defending this bitch? God, Britbongs are such fucking simps. Fucking simps. Disgusting. Whatever. Penultimate thread that I'm just gonna cut out of the show because we're running long and I thought this was gonna be a short, quick show. So I guess we'll. The average OnlyFans girl only earns $150 a month. Yeah, you know why? I'll tell you right here. I will cut this short. You know why? Because the good OnlyFans pages are run by the guys. Guys running it. The guy that's fucking the girl is running the page. And he knows what's attractive. When the woman tries to do it herself, you don't know what the fuck is hot and not. You think you know. You think you know, but you don't. You don't, the man does. Do what the fucking man says, because when you do what the man says, it works out. There you go. Bada bing, bada boom. Clownworld says, hi, Lou, I see we're cursing up a storm today. Dude, it's a great show today. Sorry, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Watch. Jesus, I'm really sorry for cussing all this time. I forgot it was Sunday. I really did. Please forgive me and absolve me of all my sins. I love you, Jesus. Thank you. And just like that, I'm forgiven. Thank you, God. You just have to really believe it in your heart, guys. You have to believe it inside of you. And then it really, Jesus, it happens. Thank you, Jesus. Now I just don't cuss for the rest of the show and I win. Was that heretical or super based? I have no idea. I love you, God. Finale of the day! Clown World's throwing me off, but we're here. Finale! Why is Mother's Day so much more popular than Father's Day? Picture is... twin sisters? Identical twin sisters? I strangled my twin in the womb! Cool, we're like twin buddies, except mine's dead because I killed it. First post says feminism. No, not feminism. You know why? You know why? Because Father's Day, if you miss Father's Day, the father doesn't care. He doesn't mind if you miss it. You miss Father's Day, it's like, oh, it's okay, honey. No big deal. It's okay. That's fine. No big deal. I love you, honey. Just give me a present today. That's fine. That's okay. I love you. And it happens all the time because F the dad. Mom and daughter, not twins. I couldn't even see the age, the poor quality photo, and I'm wearing my glasses or something. I blame it on those things. Yeah, I should have seen the lowly, and then the not lowly. They look very similar. They look shockingly similar. I should have looked longer. Weird. Scary, slightly. Slightly scary. Kinky, kind of now. Kind of kinky now. I like it better than the twins. Degeneracy. Anyways, it's because it's okay if the dad, the point is, it's okay if you miss dad's day, but it's not okay if you miss mom's day. You know what happens if you miss mom's day? You will be hearing about that in 4 years. 4 years from now. Remember that time dad missed mother's day? Remember? Oh my God, you'll never hear the fucking end of it. The freaking end of it. Jesus, please forgive me. I love you. Forgive me my sins. I'm sorry for saying the F word. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. No, you'll never hear the end of it. Ever again. Ever again. Oh, and also, that brings me to the end of the show. Here's the end of the show. Here, I'm going to close with this greatness. Tonight for Mother's Day, my grandfather bought us some ribeyes, and I ended my 2-week fast today. Kind of ended it early with the eggs, but shut up. I ended my 2-week fast today making the ribeyes for my grandfather, and we had this wonderful Mother's Day dinner with my grandma. It was awesome. And the ribeye was so good, and everything turned out great. And it was a really wonderful Mother's Day dinner. So I just thought I'd end with saying, had a really great Mother's Day dinner today. It was awesome. I had a real great time with my family. I hope you had okay time with your family for Mother's Day. And if you don't have family, well, that sucks. Life's a fucking black hole of darkness. Fuckity fuck 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 fuck. At the end of the fucking show. Fuckity fuck fuck. Whatever. Fuck fuck. I'm sorry, Clown World. I love you. Everything's crumbled to dust, Clown World. You know I can't do it. I can't. Whatever. Fuck. 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 I'm crazy. I love you guys. Have a wonderful day. Greatest show ever. Bye bye.
Hi, everybody. I had a job interview today, and I came in my pants during the interview. I have struggled my entire life with ADHD and anxiety and bipolar disorder. And I've spent so long trying to figure out how to manage my symptoms so that I can actually be a normal person on a day-to-day basis. And it seems like everything I do doesn't work. I was addicted to Xanax for so long and it ruined my life. And it just felt like everything I did somehow made it worse. And now the one thing that I thought worked clearly doesn't. Basically, I figured out at a very young age that if I was anxious and I was insecure, then the way that in the moment I could sort of calm myself down and make myself focus and make myself more confident was to make myself horny, basically. So, you know, thinking about something sexy to the point where I would get physically aroused. So I would, you know, if I get a chubby or that sort of stuff. And most of the time it went fine. You know, it actually worked really well because what it does is it's sort of like you a natural medication, because when you get horny, the chemicals that your brain releases are, you know, you have dopamine and adrenaline and those sorts of things. And that's very similar to the medications that you would actually take for anxiety or ADHD or that sort of stuff. So I figured I was just going to do that and it would be fine. But I got to the interview and I started having a panic attack as usual in my car. And I pulled out my phone and I started looking at porn. And whacking it, basically, because that really helps when I have a panic attack. It helps me. And I guess that was my first mistake. I sort of got a head start before I went in, you know. So I go in and it starts off okay. You know, the receptionist is very nice. I'm waiting for the guy to come out who's going to interview me, and I sort of start preparing my fantasy that I'm going to focus on through the interview. So it's for me, usually that's stuff like cucking and pet. Well, I don't know. You know, I don't need to get into it, but you know what I mean. Everybody has sort of their little things that they like. Sorry, I'm a mess. I just have been crying all day since it happened this morning. So the guy comes out and I have to kind of, you know, because I don't want to stand up and then have a, you know, boing thing happen. So, so I stand up and I say hello, I shake his hand, you know, blah, 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 and it starts going well. We make small talk and we go into the interview room and it starts fine. But then the first thing that happened that sort of made it go worse was that on the website, they advertise the position as being fully remote. But then in the interview, he said that actually I had to come in 3 times a week still. I started to get, normally I probably would have just said, okay, whatever, but this, I really didn't want to come in because like I said, I have debilitating anxiety and social crap. So I looked for a remote position on purpose so that I would be able to be easier for me to work. So I wanted to confront him about this. And because my anxiety was getting worse and increasing, I had to sort of make I had to get more aroused because it's like, if that goes up, then this has to go up. Right. So I was thinking more about my fantasy. And then also I was kind of, there was a desk there. So I started kind of working myself. You know what I mean? I know that when I'm explaining it right now, it sounds bad, but you have to understand that most of the time, nobody would find out, right? And you also have to understand how difficult it is. I don't think most of you know how difficult it is to have anxiety and panic disorder and ADHD and probably autism. I don't even know. I have tons of stuff. It feels like every single... So it's debilitating. So I try to do anything I can to make... to feel better. And if this is what I in a capitalist system, I do anything and anything to survive in capitalism.
Corporate welfare.
So yeah, I was under the table. Yeah. And he says, so I ask him, you know, so you advertise the position online as being a remote position, you know, but now you're saying that it's not. And he said, well, that we, I don't know what we said online. Sometimes that stuff isn't accurate. So I said, whatever. And I moved on because now I'm not even sure I want this job anymore, but maybe, you know, that's the type of thing where maybe we can figure it out later. And then he asked me about my last job, which obviously I got fired from if you watch my recent videos. So I was trying to figure out a way that I could I got really nervous trying to figure out a way that I could say what happened, but also not, if he, you know, if he called my old boss and asked what happened, I didn't want to have lied, but also I want to explain it in a way that it doesn't sound that bad and seems, you know, reasonable and hopefully makes him not want to call the people. So I think at this point, I don't know. I mean, I sort of was not aware exactly of, I was trying to kind of keep myself under control, but I was also, you know, I felt myself all of a sudden, it kind of snuck up on me. I felt myself kind of all of a sudden go over the point of no return. Right. And so I felt it happen and I was kind of like, and I tried to pretend to have a coughing fit, you know, because you can try to act like nothing's happening, but on a certain level, something's going to happen. So I'm trying to go like, you know, I must not have done a very good job, I guess, because afterwards he looked at me very strangely and he was like, is everything okay? And then I just kind of broke down and I said, no, it's not. It's not okay. Because I know that it's not your fault, but nothing in my life is going right at all. And it feels like everything I do to try to make it better just makes it worse and ruins my life more. So no, it's not okay. And at this point, I knew that the interview was over and we were past the point of no return. And I started crying. I stood up to, I said, you know what, I got it. Or, you know, we talked a little bit for a formality, but then eventually I said, okay, I think I, all right, that's, you know, and I stood up and it was obvious what happened. I don't know what else I need to say. And I shook his hand because I didn't know what else to do. What am I supposed to do? I just shook his hand and I ran out so that before the receptionist could see me or anybody else in the office, but I'm sure they all saw me. And I just kept waiting in my car and cried all day. So that's my story.